You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Well, Play, had some unfortunate news yesterday around the town as two were struck by gunfire outside of Kansas City Price Chopper near Blue Ridge Boulevard, right up here, up the street, actually, off of Bannister Road.
That Price Chopper. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Blue Ridge and Bannister. Okay.
Yeah, police responded to reports of shots fired both inside and outside the store. Man and a woman were transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, thank God. And police did not immediately have suspect information to share. And then on the other side of town, a woman actually died after a triple shooting on the 4700 block of East 44th Terrace that left two other adults in serious condition. Police responded to a shooting at 4:45 p.m., discovered that all three adult victims suffering from gunshot wounds beside a vehicle in the street. And all three victims, one male and two females, were taken to local hospitals where, unfortunately, the woman died later last night.
It's not what you want to wake up to, man.
Yeah, man. You know, Shay and I, we talk about it a lot, about trying to have conflict resolution of some sort and try to have some mediation between folks, because in the heat of the moment, man, you just don't know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You don't know how you're going to feel. You feel some type of way about, you know, you're heated and you're mad at the moment and you're emotional, and then you just want to do something right then.
Yeah.
Instead of just thinking about, you know, the consequences or what you could do to this family or what, you know, it's just a domino of things that could happen.
And plus, it adds to the fact when you're carrying a weapon or something already off top, when you hear an incident like the Price Chopper, obviously you went to Price Chopper with a gun or whatever it is you went up there with. And that's in itself, like, why do you feel like you have to have that just to ride around, you know?
Right.
I just hate it. And then you keep hearing about women getting shot, killed.
Unfortunate, man. That's can't believe it.
Yeah, that's what really hurts me too, just hearing that. Nobody deserves to die, but just keep hearing about women and, and just senseless violence has to stop. It has to. I don't know how we're going to do it, but it has to somehow. We have to figure out a way to, like you say, coexist with one another, especially when you have a situation where you're not getting along with somebody. Like you say, people have, the pride is a big issue with a lot of people I noticed lately. They can't just walk away from a situation and say, you know what, I'm cool on that. I'm just about to go home and chill or whatever.
But,
yeah.
Anyone with any information is encouraged to call Tips Hotline 474-TIPS. Anonymously or the homicide unit at 816-234-5043.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
It's now 6:21 on your Wednesday morning, 45 over Shawnee. Time for the shade would be Shawnee.
As the beef continues between Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, oh Lord. So check this out. Cardi B, she's calling out Nicki Minaj fans for leaking her song that she came out with officially yesterday. Here's what Cardi B had to say.
I hope that the people that are here are actually my real followers, not the fake followers. So as you can see, my song Money got leaked. So it's like, if it's leaked, might as well put it out. So I put it out. I think it got leaked because, you know, sometimes when you send your records early to these streaming or these music platforms, somebody from their building leak it and everything. And then we try to retract it. But, you know, the Barbs, they always posting me. They always post everything I do. You know what I'm saying? They claim they hate me, but they really love me because they be on my page before my fans. Everything that I do, they be on it before my fans. So clearly, that seems like love to me.
Oh boy. I didn't know you could still leak stuff in this day and age, though.
Yeah.
I thought, like, once it's out, it's out.
Yeah, and how can you not protect it? How can you not protect your own music? I never got that.
Yeah, I do get it because when you send it to other people and it's in other people's hands, you no longer have...
Well, stop sending it to other people then.
But you got to. You got to send it to the streaming platforms and everything. You got to send it to the radio station too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to Jay White. Did it. He's on the track.
I was going to say, is this what he did? Okay,
Big large bills, run out, flip like 10 car wheels. Cold. I give raw chills, 10 different looks, and my looks so kill.
Uh-huh.
I kiss him in the mouth, I feel all grills. Heat in the car, that smells on wheels.
Whoa.
I was born to flex.
Yes.
Diamonds on my neck. I like board and jets. What? I like money. But nothing in this world that I like more than checks.
Money.
All I really wanna see is the
money.
I don't really need a D, I need the
money.
All I back need is the
money.
Okay.
I got bands in the coupe.
Yeah.
Bustin
I got back in the coupe.
I like that. Yeah, that's gonna get played.
Okay, Cardi.
Yeah. And then Nicki Minaj, she's in the news as well. She's being sued by Tracy Chapman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Allegedly, what happened was copyright infringement. According to sources, Chapman has accused Nicki for stealing her song Baby Can I Hold On You for her record Sorry, which features Nas. Now, that got me to thinking, like, what other Tracy Chapman songs would Nicki Minaj like to sample? Maybe, like... Fast Car, remember this?
Yeah, whoa. How could I not forget this song?
You hear Nicki Minaj singing on his own? All my Barbies in the building. But if, like, how can you sue Nicki, though? She didn't, like, produce it, though. I'm pretty sure she didn't make the beat to it.
I bet it's one of those things that it told her don't do it, and she did it.
Did it anyway.
Yeah, and that's probably what happened.
She ignored the cease and desist.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened. And once again, it got leaked out. See, that's what happens. Gotta keep your music on you, sir.
But it's like, these days, it's like, once it's out, it's just out.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can just put it out. You can't bootleg music anymore.
Sometimes I think people say that, and they did it. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, ho, brother, ho, whoa, 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 now. You got too much dip on your chip.
The dip on the chip, man, that's a good one.
Too much dip on your chip, man.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
My favorite people. I'm mad because yesterday, after flexing on your ex, my baby's daddy's side chick don't have the audacity to call my phone while she checking me. I ain't never been checked a day in my life. You hear me? Mm-hmm. And why you mad? Because you out giving out free lessons. You know what I'm saying? You better send me.
What lessons? School
you
lessons?
You know what lessons. She ain't about to be no wife material because you giving out what? Free lessons.
Is she a tutor? Or what? Oh, like math lessons? History lessons?
She's a pro at it.
Oh.
And then she mad because she still bringing me money. Girl, that belongs to me. Like I told you, get Nathan. And if you ever think you're going to check me, girl, you know I pull up fast. And that's why I'm mad, though.
Are the metros running this early? Or?
Nah. You know it's before 8:30. She come calling me, talking about what you heard. I said it. You heard it. I said it. He gonna still give me money. Why you mad?
Cause animosity this morning.
You better go sit your face down and go shave that hair off your face, girl. You better go and bring that down for them, you get hurt out here.
We need to mediate this, Miss Cindy.
I'll kill her face like
no,
a break,
you
man.
Don't need none of this. No. You need to chill out. We gotta talk about things like this. We don't need no more violence in the town.
Brian,
I'm not promoting violence. I'm a peacemaker.
Who gonna check her, Brian?
I will have Shay check her.
Go ahead, check who?
You.
How she gonna check me? I'm a grown woman.
Anyway, okay, Miss Cindy. Have a good day.
I can listen to her. That's my dog. I'm right. Cool with her.
Okay. Bye, Miss Cindy.
Strong black woman.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We need to shout out a couple people real quick. Mr. Michael Doyle, my dog from 38 The Spot and Channel 41. We went there yesterday, filmed a couple things. Make sure you check out 38 The Spot because we got some things going on with them, cooking up a little something for y'all.
In the kitchen, whipping up the pot. You
That's
know
right.
What it is.
And also, I need to shout out Jennifer and Vince Munoz. I saw them at the game Sunday night, and I got to show them love because they was showing me love.
3 days later?
Well, you know, we've had two very busy shows.
Yeah.
So I had to get them in somehow. That's shout out to Jennifer and Vince Munoz.
Munoz.
So, listen, there's a study that says that you should go ahead and get it in before you get married. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and sow your royal oats. It will not ruin your marital bliss, all right? The Institute of Family Studies looked at the CDC's National Survey of Family Growth and determined that sexual history affects marital happiness, but only a little bit, all right? They found 64% of those polled said that regardless of past sexual history or gender, that they are, quote, very happy in their marriages, and the measured happiness gap between the most and least promiscuous women is only 8 percentage points. So, you know, don't be counting up people's body counts and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's like the grocery store. You gotta sample the product before you buy it, right?
Oh, see, I see you like to go to Costco's, huh?
Sam's Club.
Among women, those with only one sexual partner, 64% reported that they were very happy in their marriage. Among men, that jumped to 71%. Meanwhile, for women with 21 or more sexual partners, my Lord, 57% reported that they were very happy in their marriages, while about 60% of men in the same category said the same thing.
There you go, B.
You're doing something with your mouth.
There you, what? Why you gotta point me out?
Well, I know you plan on getting married sometime soon.
Oh, future. Soon. I mean,
not soon.
You gotta find the right one first. You know what I'm saying?
You've been saying that since I met you, bro.
You got a nasty mouth.
I mean, she ain't.
Are you looking?
In my life
are
yet.
You looking?
You don't know nothing about this mouth, young buck.
You should play that one.
What?
Now, never mind. Like nasty mouth. Never mind.
I don't obey you. You don't tell me what to do.
Well, which one are you talking about?
What was the one we were talking about the other day when she was still here?
The peel your face off? You talking about that?
No. I'll tell you out there.
No.
That's all you got to do is react.
You talking about them?
No, this one that she said specifically not to do.
Oh. When a pimp tell you to do something, react.
I think it was.
I like that one.
Shout out to Shay. She's still overseas.
Man.
In Italy, living it up.
It better come back soon.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Oh, man. Well, if you're waking up and you're not a billionaire, well, you know, you'll be all right. Unless you live in South Carolina.
South Kakalaki.
Because one ticket there has won the Mega Millions jackpot of $1.6 billion.
Isn't that real money?
Boo. I had life-changing expectations.
$40.
I reckon somebody won a million here in Missouri, though.
For real?
Yeah.
Was it you?
I wish. It didn't have my numbers. Mm-hmm.
The, let's see, the numbers were 5, 28, 62, 65, 70, and the Mega Ball was 5. And somebody's taking home all of that money in South Carolina this morning.
Mm. Making that real money.
Just imagine waking up, looking at your ticket, looking at them numbers, and knowing that you got, they're going to cash out with $940 million. So they're going to take that home automatically unless they do the annuity thing.
They could probably buy South Carolina with that money.
For real, though.
Real talk, though. Might be a blessing for somebody. You know, with the hurricane that came through, that might actually be a blessing.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, yeah. They've been, you know, that part of the United States have been really going through it with those conditions. So, yeah, you're right, Play. What a way to look at it with the silver lining right there.
Mm-hmm. Real talk.
Yeah.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:20 right now, 44 in Grandview. Time for the Shade with V-Shining.
We need to say happy birthday to a couple of our celebrity friends. Monica, she turns 38 today.
Hey.
Can prove I love like this and like that.
Hey,
I'm gonna move along.
Yes, Monica, 38 years old, looking good.
Like a real girl should.
Adrian Balon, member of 3LW. Bayon? Remember her? Yeah. I can't pronounce her last name.
She ain't changed her last name yet.
I guess not.
Did she get married?
Yeah, did she marry a pastor or something?
Israel Houghton.
Oh, yeah, the gospel singer. She turns 35. You remember her from 3LW.
Of course. How could I forget that?
Remember Tila Tequila? She turns 37 today.
That's a blast for the past.
And then you already know, we're celebrating Drake's birthday.
My other will be mine.
Don't believe the lies. Love me in my eyes.
Hey.
Please don't be scared of me.
That was when I liked Drake.
Oh, I thought she was going to play the Ratchet Happy Birthday song.
No, absolutely not. Drake turns 32. Happy birthday to everybody born on October 24th. So, Cat Williams, we played a clip of him just absolutely going in on Hazel E. Was that yesterday or was that Monday?
I felt like it was Monday.
Yeah. Well, he was completely going in on Hazel E., his ex-woman, and saying that, you know, talking about her looks and she was ugly and all this whole other stuff. Well, you know, he has a different tune that he's singing these days.
Hazel's in the building, the folks have said. Well, Hazel, how you doing, baby? You come to look at what you missed out on? He still wants you back, Hazel. He been telling everybody, I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. Back. Hazel, bring back them ribs. Please, Hazel, please take me back. Please, won't you? I made a mistake, Hazel. I was so wrong. Baby, please. Please, I won't smoke no more. Please, I'll quit. I'll quit that. Whatever crack you saw me smoke, that'll be the last time, baby. Please, please. Thank you, Hazel, baby. Please forgive me. Just forgive me. I'm sorry, okay? You see what happened since I ain't been with you. It's just been terrible, man.
Dog, Cat Williams got to chill, dog.
He's been doing crackish things, hasn't he?
I want my baby.
Oh, I can't believe.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, back. Hazel, bring back them ribs.
Dog, I can't do Cat Williams this morning.
Oh my goodness!
Oh Lord!
And hey, then, you know he's nominated for an award now.
Oh yeah!
He's definitely getting a nomination.
A man who's not going to be nominated for that award that you're talking about is Puffy. Let him share the good news with y'all.
Okay. I'm so happy. I give all glory to God. Dr. Stephen Perry and myself, we have just been awarded our third charter school. We have one in Bridgeport, Connecticut, Capital Prep Harbor, one in Harlem, my hometown, Capital Prep Harlem, and guess what? We coming to the Bronx. BX in the house, shout out to the Bronx. We're coming to the Bronx. It's about educating our children, bringing them up as leaders, bringing them up to fight for social justice, preparing them for this world that we live in. I take education seriously, it's my passion. I'm also going to donate $1 million to make sure that the school gets off on the right foot. If you want to hear more information about our schools, Capital Prep, log on to wearecapitalprep.org. I love y'all.
I love Puffy. He is all about the culture, all about uplifting our youth, and all about educating our youth.
That's right. And you're going to make them all learn the first line from Juicy. With Notorious B.I.G. before they can get to the school.
You need to stop. This is not the band. He is not going to make people go get
cheesecake. You going to make the school? Or you're not going to make the school?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
You know, Play, whenever this man comes into the building, I always think of this song right here. Because you know it's about money when he come in. You know, he looking like money.
Smell like money.
Smell like money. Look like money. Mr. Bob Kendrick in the building.
Okay.
President of the Negro Leagues Baseball
Museum. The real
mayor
of Kansas City.
That's right. You know it. We call him Ranch because he be dressing. How you feeling this morning, Mr. Kendrick?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Yeah. I'm a little disappointed. I didn't win that $1.6 million.
Oh, you
but, yeah.
Oh.
You y'all
don't
might
it?
Not have seen me this morning.
Oh. You don't need it. You're looking like money over there.
So he got it in the safe, huh?
He got it on him right now.
I'm sure I was like a whole bunch of other folks. I was hating this morning.
Yeah.
One ticket sold in South Carolina. I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
Back to life.
Back to reality.
Back to reality.
Exactly.
So you're here this morning because you're always doing excellent things down there on 18 Divine, and it's no different this time around. We got the Night of the Harvest Moon,
yep.
The Children's Festival going down this Friday, the 26th. Talk about it.
This coming Friday, man, 22nd annual Night of the Harvest Moon Children's Festival. This Friday from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. down in the historic 18th and Vine Jazz District. One of the things that I think, guys, I am as proud of this event as anything, and we've done some incredible things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is not about Negro Leagues baseball, but it's all about what the Negro Leagues represented.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we created this some 20 plus years ago as an open house for the museum, and then to create an event that would be a safe alternative to door-to-door trick-or-treating, mm-hmm. we had no idea that we'd be doing this 22 years later. Mm-hmm. But the community continues to respond. They come out. They enjoy the environment of being there at historic 18th and Vine. And we continue to provide that free community service. And so please bring your little ghosts and goblins on down to 18th and Vine. This coming Friday, we're going to have a lot of vendors up, set up, who will be passing out treats. And it's a wonderful, culturally enriched environment. And it plants the seeds about the fact that we want to empower our young people to understand that historic 18th and Vine is theirs. Mm-hmm. And the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum is theirs. And so I want them to be comfortable coming there. And so you're shaping these memories and you're giving them a sense of ownership. And that means a great deal to all of us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was going to say, and the parents love bringing the kids down there and checking out, because I've done it a couple of times and they'll be lined up early.
I've done it too,
yeah. Yeah, they line up early and they're excited to come down there to the museum and do the trick-or-treating and seeing the entertainment down there.
Yeah, and I think that secondary piece, the entertainment, you know, we've got the stilt walkers, the magicians, the sports mascots all there hanging out, and it's just a wonderful family fun environment. And again, it brings a group of people there to the historic 18th and Vine Jazz District, many of them from the community. But again, it just reminds them of what a great community resource we have in the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
And it is a safe alternative. If you don't feel safe with your kids going out and doing the traditional trick-or-treating, this is a great alternative for them to still go out and enjoy Halloween.
Yeah, no, it'll be fun. And, you know, we'll have music and magic and all those kinds of activities to go along with our partners who come down and hand out treats. We don't charge people to set up as vendors. The only charge is that you bring enough treats to manage all these young people who are going to be coming there. And then to see them get a chance to enjoy and see Casey Wolf and, you know, Slugger and some of the other mascots are there, and to see the joy on these young kids' faces and the smiles on their faces, you know, it warms all of our hearts. And so, like I said, if you had asked me 22 years ago if we'd still be doing this, I would have said, nah. It would have run its course. But here we are now, 22 years later, still serving in this capacity, and the response has always been overwhelming, and I hope that this year is no exception.
I hope the kids show up as Brian B. Shining for the costume.
I don't want to do that. That's a scary costume right there. You need to, Mr. Bob Kendrick, before we let you go, you got to have a grown folks trick-or-treat for people like myself who enjoy the hats. You know, I got my Negro Leagues, you know, Monarchs hat on this morning. I did it just for you because I'm trying to get on your level, you know what I'm saying? But that's just something that I'm going to ask for. Just do that for me.
All right. Well, stay tuned. We got something coming for you.
Night of the Harvest Moon this Friday, 6 to 8:30 down there at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, 18th Divine. Mr. Bob Kendrick, thank you so much for blessing us with your presence.
Always.
We appreciate
Guys,
you.
Guys, it's great to see you, and thank you for your continued support.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So, Play, there was a video that came across my social media yesterday of a teenager point a gun at a child's head. I don't know if you see. Have you seen this video?
I saw the picture. I didn't actually watch the video.
So, I watched it. Extremely disturbing that they had this child on his knees at gunpoint. Mm. And as they continue to humiliate him, it was calling them the N-word, using the N-word. But the kid wasn't black. And I'm not sure who was filming it or whatever, but they punched him, tormented this poor boy. Independence police have gotten these juveniles in custody yesterday afternoon, thank God. But this bullying stuff, man, it's got to stop. Because this boy was just absolutely tormented during this video. You could tell he was like scared for his life.
We're talking about, who is he, 13?
Yeah, 13 year old boy, I believe. Yeah.
And he's something he's probably gonna think about the rest of his life, maybe.
Absolutely. They put it up on Snapchat,
which makes it worse.
Trying to be funny, and then somebody got a hold of it, and then before you know it, it spread like wildfire.
Yeah,
several people on Sunday, this happened on Saturday, and then several people on Sunday, they notified police of the incident. And the video had been viewed more than 80,000 times by yesterday afternoon.
So not only do people put this up, there's people probably sharing this.
Oh, yeah.
There's probably people who think this is funny.
Yeah.
And there's nothing funny about this at all. Nothing funny about this.
I really want to invite this boy up who was tormented. I really want to invite him up on the show. And you know, just kind of talk to him. And, of course, give him some gifts or whatever. You know, just to try to make things better for him, because he shouldn't have to go through this.
No.
You know, just imagine if that was your child. I know you got two kids.
I got two kids, yeah.
Can you imagine that happening to your child and you seeing it all over the internet? And
seriously, bro, I'm thinking about even when we were kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we think of bullying, we think of somebody taking your lunch money, maybe cracking some jokes mm-hmm. on you. I don't think about walking, somebody pulling a gun on me and trying to talk about kiss your feet. And,
yeah, yeah.
And cracking jokes and then recording it and sharing it on social media.
Yeah. Mm. This video is absolutely maddening. If you haven't seen it, you could go on to the High 103 Jams Facebook page. And, you know, look at it for yourself. And if anyone has any information about this, please call the tips hotline, 816-474-TIPS.
And parents, we got to talk to our kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is about. Because obviously these kids think this is cool and something they right. can do and put it on. No, that's not cool at all.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Clay, you know, when you had a job interview, right? And they ask you about your work history. What have you done? And you bragging about your success. And, you know, back at the Sunfresh, you know, back in 2002, you know, I was a top grocery stocker. And, you know, I used to sack the most groceries in the store and all this other stuff.
30 an hour.
Well, it turns out that when you have a job interview, so all my people that's on your way to your job interviews or you got one coming up soon, you shouldn't emphasize your success, but rather the hard work it took to achieve that success.
Oh, okay.
Researchers conducted 3 experiments and found people who talked about their struggles were more likable. Study leader Dr. Jainas adds that, quote, a success story isn't complete without the hard work and explanation of why we were successful. And that makes a lot of sense, right? Because if they figure that if you did all that hard work for the other places, well, you're coming here for a better job, so you're going to do hard work here as well.
That's real. That's real. So how much hard work did you do at that Sunfresh?
Oh, brother, I did a whole bunch of work. I worked at Sunfresh in Westport in the summer of 2002, because I was trying to save up to get a car and get insurance. My insurance was like $1,600 for like 6 months. So I really had to save up. Boy, look. Boy, I pushed them carts all over the place. Like, I used to have competitions about pushing carts and stuff.
You on the Sunfresh Wall of Fame?
I should be. They need to hang my...
You gonna be an honorary manager one day?
Nah, they need to hang my shirt up and everything in there. I did used to steal ice cream in out of there though.
Oh, see there.
I did.
See there.
Don't do that, y'all.
There you
all
go.
Right, kids that's listening this morning, don't do that. Don't be
steal.
Like me.
Yeah. All right, steal, not kill.
Really?
This came to my head. All these things come to my head when I hear things.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22 right now, 43 in Lee Summit. Time for The Shade would be shining.
Cardi B's new single, Money, was released 2 days earlier than expected, and she's blaming Nicki Minaj fans for leaking it.
I hope that the people that are here are actually my real followers, not the fake followers. So as you can see, my song Money got leaked. So it's like, if it's leaked, might as well put it out. So I put it out. I think it got leaked because, you know, sometimes when you send your records early to these streaming or these music platforms, somebody from their building leak it and everything. And then we try to retract it. But, you know, the Barbs. They always posting me. They always post everything I do. You know what I'm saying? They claim they hate me, but they really love me because they be on my page before my fans. Everything that I do, they be on it before my fans. So clearly, that seems like love to me.
Well, she stay going through it, huh?
Boy, she gonna keep going at Nicki's head.
This is the song that was leaked.
It's all real.
It's called Money. Produced by Jay White. Did it. Checks,
big large bills. Run out, flip like 10 car wheels.
Whoa, whoa.
I give Ross chills. 10 different looks and my looks so kill.
Jay
I kiss him in the mouth. I feel all grills. Heat in the car. That smells on wheels.
Uh-huh.
I was born to flex. Yes. Diamonds on my neck. I like boarding jets. I like money. But nothing in this world that I like more than checks.
Money.
All I really want to see is the
money.
I don't really need a D. I need the
money.
All I back need is the
money.
Okay.
I like that Meals on Wheels line.
Meals on Wheels.
You hear that part?
Nah, I wouldn't listen to that.
You don't pay attention to lyrics.
Listening to my dude Jay White didn't put his foot all in that beat right there. Yeah, we'll be playing that.
Okay.
Yeah, coming up soon. Cat Williams, so he went in on Hazel E the other day. I think it was Monday. He was just absolutely going in on his ex-girlfriend, Hazel E. Well, he was on Instagram Live the other day, and he has since changed his tune.
Hazel's in the building, the folks have said. Well, Hazel, how you doing, baby? You come to look at what you missed out on? He still wants you back, Hazel. He been telling everybody, I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. Hazel, bring back them ribs. Please, Hazel, please take me back. Please, won't you? I made a mistake, Hazel. I was so wrong. Baby, please. Please, I won't smoke no more. Please, I'll quit. That... Whatever crack you saw me smoke, that'll be the last time, baby. Please. Thank you, Hazel, baby. Please forgive me. Just forgive me. I'm sorry, okay? You see what happened since I ain't been with you. It's just been terrible.
Dog, what is wrong with him? Whose mans is this? Fam.
Oh, man. That was the dude that was hating on Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish.
He still wants you back, Hazel. He been telling everybody, I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. Hazel, bring back them ribs.
What is he watching or listening to in the background?
Hazel, bring back them ribs.
Barbecue sauce.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ on Hot 103 Gems.
Your private self-talk can either be a powerful stepping stone or a major obstacle to reaching your goals. If you constantly make negative predictions like, I'm going to mess this up, or call yourself names, your self-talk will rob you of mental strength. Your thoughts affect how you feel and how you behave. The way you think has the power to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Although there are many exercises that we use in therapy to help people change the way they think, here are ways to tame your inner critic. Pay attention to your thoughts. You're so used to hearing your own narration that it's easy to become oblivious to the messages you're giving yourself. Start paying close attention to your thoughts, and you may discover that you call yourself names or talk yourself out of doing things that are hard. Change the channel. While problem solving is helpful, ruminating is destructive. When you keep replaying a mistake you've made in your head over and over and over again, or can't stop thinking about something bad that happened, you'll drag yourself down. The best way to change the channel is by getting active. Find an activity that will temporarily distract you from the negative tapes playing in your head. If you want to know more about how to train your brain to think differently, visit psychologytoday.com. This is Dr. RJ on the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.